Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I am your host, Connie Whitman, so thanks for joining us this week. Well, every week as you tune in, certainly I hope that whatever change you are experiencing in your life, that between me and the guests that I have, whatever tips, tools, strategies, ideas that we share, that it helps you move the needle in whatever change you're dealing with so that you become it becomes easier. I guess that's really the expectation. And I hope that we change your perspective so that you embrace change instead of fight with change. Okay. So my motivational quote, of course, I have to start with is by Anne Handley. And she says, good content isn't about storytelling. It's about telling a true story well. Now, since writing my book, I became a number one international bestseller. Woohoo! And it's so funny. Once you do something, you think the whole world should do what you just did. So more importantly than your story may be what you need to get more business. And I believe the story and the business kind of go together. So are you a business and a leader? And do you think you need to understand why using a story is so important for your branding? Now, what might a story do for you as a marketer? And what does a business leader need to do to write a book? So many questions. And in the next 30 minutes, my amazing, of course, awesome guest, we're going to discuss all of these topics. So today, my guest is Rochelle Weissman. And Rochelle has been a professional writer with her own communication company for over 20 years. Now, she started as a journalist and has been writing marketing content for the past decade. Now, Rochelle is also a book coach, editor, and ghostwriter. So if you need the help in getting your story out, here is an amazing person that can do that. Now, Rochelle just launched her first online course, Accelerate Writing Your Business Book, Create a Story Arc Outline. And we could all use help with that. So please help me welcome my wonderful, amazing guest, Rochelle, to the show. And Rochelle, thanks for being on and taking the time out of your day. So appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. And that introduction, it's so funny, right? Once you've done something, all of a sudden you look at people and you think, you've got a story. You've got a story. And then the response is often, I don't know how to write a story. And here you are, right? The answer to my prayer is to help people find their story, get it out there. And of course, as a business owner, I do believe that that story becomes critical to support and accelerate our business, right? So that's my perspective as a business owner. So tell us, Rochelle, about your career as a professional writer, right? Just share with everyone what that looks like.
So I began my career by, first of all, taking English literature as my undergraduate degree, and then my graduate degree was in journalism. I started out in print journalism and then went into television. I quickly discovered that the way you succeed as a woman in journalism is you need to eat nails for breakfast. That's my description of having to be a tough broad, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I sort of started feeling like it wasn't quite my thing. I moved out of television into public relations, did a lot of writing for clients that needed public relations, so tons of press releases. And then I moved into marketing, and I've been writing as a marketing consultant for about 15 years now, and, well, it's more like 10, actually. And that has involved really understanding how the internet world changes the way we communicate. And so writing for print and writing for television is very different from writing for the web.
Yeah.
So it's been a great learning curve for me. And a couple of years ago, I decided to incorporate into my marketing writing business being a book coach, editor, and ghostwriter, especially for providing those services for business writers that were trying to write books or lead generating PDFs or ebooks for their websites or for presentations or just to hand out to clients. And as we all know, writing a book as a business owner helps you gain authority, credibility, and visibility. And profitability is probably not there unless you become, you know, Simon Sinek or someone like that.
Right.
But it certainly is there as a way to increase your credibility.
Yeah, and it's funny, when I wrote my book, I had started it several years ago. My kids were still young. So, you know, like everybody else, I'm sure you start and you put something on the shelf thinking, I'll get to it. And then last summer, you know, my one graduated college, the other one's now a senior. And I thought, oh, it's time to get that book off the shelf. Let me kind of clean it up a little bit. And then COVID hit. And I thought, I am taking advantage of this downtime, because basically my clients said, no more training. I teach sales. And they said, no more training, because we couldn't do anything live. So, and digital wasn't what digital is now, just in that short period of time, right? I'm sure you've seen that. We're doing everything via Zoom and Skype and FaceTime, and it's crazy. So, I polished the book and I got it out there. And it's so cool, because you write something. Well, I wrote something I know about, right? My 7-step sales process. And it's easy, because I make things easy, because then we actually can utilize it. So here's yet a tool. And you're right, I'm not making $1 million off the book. The cool thing is, and this is this, and then I want to ask you another question, but the cool thing with that is, as people are reading my book and I share my stories and everything, they're telling me the coolest thing about it is they didn't know those stories about me. So it really, I think, helped them get to know me on a more intimate level. And I don't mean that in a weird way, but intimate in a business sense. Like, oh, I didn't know Connie went through that, you know, tough as nails. I came up through the financial industry and literally was told that I wouldn't get a sales position because I was a female. And, you know, horrifying, right? This is in the 80s. So hopefully we've come a long way since then. The cool thing is, and what everybody I want to understand, if they think I'm not an author, I can't do this. As people are reading my book, because I'm not an author, they say, Connie, it's like you're having a conversation with me. It's how you speak. And that's how I wrote the book. So I think that's an important component too, Rochelle. And I bet you hear the time, I don't know how to write a book. I didn't know how to write a book. I'm good at talking. I'm not good at writing. So now, all of a sudden, for authority and influencing status, we need these books. So here's the thing, Rochelle, it's a shout out to you. We need people like you who can help us get our voice from here right onto the paper. So I think that's an important component. Do you find that with your clients as well?
Absolutely. Most of them are convinced that they're not writers, and they find the writing process to be, you know, excruciating, really, and would rather talk, would rather record something that they say and then try and turn it into text. And of course, now we have tools that can do that.
Yes.
But also, we speak differently than we write.
Yes.
To some degree. So even that would have to be edited to make it into the better writing.
Sure.
But there are so many people, like you say, that have great ideas, great stories, great principles and strategies and tactics as business owners. And a book would do their business wonders. And it would just really give them a lot of credibility. And they have valuable things to share with the world, right?
That's why I wrote the book, because with COVID, and why I pushed to get it out during COVID, because I feel like so many businesses need help to scale their business. We get stuck, but we don't know why we're stuck. So, you know, you read my book and you think, maybe I'm leaving money on the table because I'm not following up properly. Or maybe my value statement is crappy. Or maybe I'm asking my client the wrong questions, whatever it is in the process. So, but you don't know where you're stuck. So now they read this book for, you know, you could get on Kindle for $6.99. If it could change their life and change their business, that makes me happy. And then on top of that, if they need more help and then they hire me, now we have this beautiful, wonderful win-win relationship. And that makes me soar, right? That makes my heart sing, because if someone needs me and I can help them get to that next level, they're winning, I'm winning. And hey, I made this great professional friendship that turns into a friendship for me. So you see, it's just all these wins that we put together, but it starts with a book. And that sounds so silly, but it's transformational in what we're talking about today. So, yeah, I just shared my personal experience, but do you find that with people that you work with as well?
Absolutely. So I helped a life coach get her book written, and she actually came from Kenya and has a lot of clients still in Kenya, even though she now lives in Canada. Yeah. And her book was so popular with her clients that she actually made a trip over to Kenya. We had the book published. We did a print run of the book in Kenya because they can't order it from yes. Amazon in Kenya.
Yes.
So it was really a wonderful moment for her to be able to go to Kenya and give this book, hand it out and sell it to people who were her former clients in Kenya. So I know that the book can do wonders for your self-esteem. It can do wonders to make another connection with your clients or potential clients. So there's just so many positives in it.
You know, the other cool thing too is I have a pretty big following on LinkedIn because I've been around a long time, right? I know a lot of people. And as I was sharing the success of the book, and you know, I'm humbled by it, right? Because I had good people who got me to that status. I really take no credit for the popularity of the book, but people's kind words and love and support, people I hadn't heard from, you know, you're on LinkedIn together, but all of a sudden, you know, the outreach of love and support, Rochelle, I have to tell you, I paused several times throughout the day of thinking, oh my goodness, like I am really blessed. Like this is staggering. And it was like the best day of my life. You know, it's like one of those things that you have no idea the impact that you've had on people. And then you're giving them an opportunity of saying thank you to you by the support they're giving you for something you did in that moment in your life. It's overwhelming in such a positive way that honestly, I really believe everybody should do it because you're helping people, but the love was just, it was overwhelmingly wonderful. So from a place of gratitude, you know, your vibration skyrockets, which you're right, self-esteem, but the love I felt was, it was beautiful. It was just beautiful. I hope I'm explaining that correctly.
Well, I'm so glad that you've had such a positive response and that it's been such a great thing for you personally as well as in your business.
Yeah. So I want to shift a little bit. Talk to me about, because I know people are like, oh, I can't afford it. I don't have the time. I can't hire a coach. You know, we all have our excuses, but your online course allows people to do it in a, I guess, less intense way. Maybe I'm not saying that correctly, but talk about your online course and how really it can help people who want to do it. Like they're dipping the toe in the water and they're like, yeah, no, I can't do this.
So writing a book can seem like a really daunting project. And most business owners immediately think, oh, I'd never have the time. And they sort of have this vision of a writer who has to take a month off and go, you know, live in a log cabin with no interruptions and distractions and just pound this book out, right? Well, most of us can't do the log cabin thing for sure. And even carving an hour a day out of our already busy lives sounds really tough. It sounds nearly impossible. And what I found with people that were attempting to write a book or who had already attempted it and gotten stuck, and the reason they got stuck was the outline. They didn't know how to create an outline, or the outline that they had wasn't very good, or they just simply didn't like the outline once they actually started writing the book. So that's why I decided to create my course, Accelerate Writing Your Business Book, Create a Story Arc Outline. And the response that most people have right away is, wait, what? A business book with a story arc? Wait, that's not for, you know, that's not for a business book. That's for a novel, you know. And, well, in actual fact, I have discovered that a story arc is something you need in a business book as well. So using the character story brand that was created by Donald Miller in his book, Building a Story Brand. He's a guru in the marketing world. And what he has now done is he basically says to all marketers, you need to be using a story brand to create all of your marketing collateral. So I read his book, and I've taken a number of his workshops now, and I began to see this wonderful connection between my marketing world and the book writing world for the businesses, and realizing this works. This totally fits. And so the real gist of it is this, is that in a business book, your main character in the story is your reader. And in the story brand, the character has problems. They have an internal problem, an external problem, a villain, usually. And we all understand this from the movies that we consume. But in a book for business, in that context, your reader is in their own little world with their own problems, and they need a guide. And the guide gives them a plan for how they're going to deal with those problems, how they're going to defeat the bad villain in the story,
sure,
and how they're going to achieve success and end up at the end of the day being the hero of their own story. Now, that totally applies to a reader. Because when you write a business book for a reader, you are trying to solve their problems, whatever it is. It's, you know, is it a management problem? Is it, you know, team building problem?
Sure.
Is it a business book that's about a business that's, say, you're a nutritionist and you want to help people with their nutrition? So whatever the problem is that you solve as a business owner, that becomes the knowledge and wisdom that you pass on to the reader as the guide. But where a lot of business writers get it wrong is that they're trying to be the hero in the story. They're trying to be the expert and, look at me, I have all these degrees and all this knowledge and experience.
Yeah.
No. You're not going to hold the reader unless you make the reader the main character.
Absolutely.
You're solving their problems, and you're giving them the tools to manage their way through problems that they've had so many troubles with over the years, and they've never been able to find their way around them in their business or maybe in their personal life. And you're providing them with those tools. And so that's the outline that I'm helping business owners create with this course.
Yeah, my mind just talk about a mind blower here. It's so funny. First, I didn't know that. I didn't know what you just said. Writing my book, I did not know that, which probably would have helped me write the book faster had I known what you just said. It's always about the person reading. But this is the funny thing, and why I think my book has been successful. In my sales strategy for 38 years was, it's always about the customer for me. It's never about me. It's about how can I help them? And in my case, because I came up through the financial service industry, I have my licenses and all of that. So I would look at the client and say, whoo, they have cash flow issues. They don't even know how to balance a budget. Let me start there. And then you'd come to someone and say, okay, wow, they have this beautiful family, and God forbid something happens to them, they're the breadwinner, how do they protect that family? Then they need the life insurance. So it was never about me. It was about what did they need to learn from me at that point in their life to be able to navigate and protect, make money, whatever it was, right? For me, financially. So when I wrote the book, it's always about the customer, right, or the client. So for me, it was about the reader, in essence, because I don't know how to work from any other perspective, because it doesn't matter what I know. It matters how I can impact that person's situation. But it's the same thing. No matter what business you're working with, I don't care whether they're manufacturing, pharmaceutical, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's their client, the reader, right, that they're writing this book for, is the one that matters. It doesn't matter about us. It's how we can impact and help the person that is our ideal client. And it's just funny because it's interesting because people say to me, how come you're so successful in sales? Sales is icky. Sales is horrible. And I giggle and I think sales is like the best job in the world. You get to meet all these people. You get to listen to their situation. And then you turn around and you have the power, because of your knowledge, to make it better for them. Like, wow. What better job is there out there, other than maybe what you're doing? But you're doing the same thing. You're making the person find their voice of how they can help their client. You're the conduit to make that happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's so simple.
Yeah, I like how you put that. That's exactly right. And it's an attitude and a position of being in service to your client, to your customer. And as a writer, you need to be writing in the service of your reader.
You just blew my mind. So, but here's the thing, I think, because philosophically, in my heart of hearts, at the core of who I am, it's always about how I can help, and whoever that person is in front of me. Right now, it's corporate clients helping their sales team really communicate with their clients to do what I just explained, right? To put the client first. But you're doing the same exact thing. You're teaching every business person out there to find how to let their client know it's all about them. We're doing the same thing, Rochelle. That is so freaking cool that I'm beyond excited with this, right? Because this, but here's the thing, I love connecting with people, but now I feel like you and I, see, to me, that's the intimacy, that connection, that we're really talking about the same exact concept. You just do it by helping people, right? I help it by people communicating so that they can serve their client and serve themselves, right? It's a win-win. What you're creating is a win-win. Wouldn't it be great if we all came from that philosophy of how can I help you, and then that helps me, and then I can help you, and we just keep that cycle evolving? You know, that's magic, right? That's what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you give a good example? I mean, I just gave an example, but can you give a good example of how you, whoever your client was that was a business owner, have them see that shift of you need the story to build your brand, to connect with your client, to help them. And oh, by the way, you make money along the way, which is okay, as long as you're not stealing and hurting someone, you're helping someone. That's that win-win. Can you share maybe a story where that you've seen that transformation?
Well, actually, the way I'm going to answer that question is by talking about why the story brand works.
Okay.
And if you think about any novel you've ever picked up to read, and you read maybe the first chapter, maybe you hung in there for the second chapter, and then you put the book down and went, eh, that's just not working for me. Or if you've ever watched a movie, and the main character, like 20, 30 minutes into this movie, you're still kind of going, I'm not sure I really like this person, or I'm not sure I really understand this person. I don't really care if the bad guy gets him, right? Like, and so what is the main problem there is that the creator of that story has not connected the main character to the reader or to the viewer. And this is the magic of the story brand methodology. And that is, if you're making the viewer or the reader the main character, and you're talking about their life and their problems and their issues, you're going to capture and hopefully retain their attention all the way through your book if you stay connected to them and what they're experiencing, and write from a position of a guide who has both authority and empathy. You're not making the main character, your reader, feel bad about having these problems.
Sure.
You're saying to them, you're communicating to them, this is normal. Everyone has this, but there's ways of getting through it and getting around it. So you need authority and empathy, and that's how you keep the attention, is when they're the main character, you hold their attention to the end of the book. So it's more about just that, the core of that understanding, and holding on to their attention to the end of the book. Because a lot of people, as you know, start to read a book and they never finish, you know? And that's a problem.
Yeah, I love
you want to overcome that by making sure they stay with you to the very end.
Yeah, and it's important because, see, in sales we say, what's in it for me, me being the client. So you're saying the exact same thing. What's in it for the reader? And as soon as you shift that, it's the same thing, right? So as soon as you shift and take on the voice of, well, not even the voice, but because it's your voice, but the you're the solution to their situation. And the other thing, and I don't know if you help your, I know you do, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I know my story. Every chapter, like I had a quote and then the concept I was trying to get at, and then I told a story. Sometimes it was a story like I talked about, I was discriminated as a female. Well, what do you do? Well, I pulled up my big girl pants and I was like, see ya, right? Take control, shift your mindset and say, wait a minute, that's not right. I'm not going to accept that. So it becomes where I'm sure people read that and thought, you go, girl, I had the same thing happening to me. So as soon as you talk, and then the other thing I shared is I had a lot of failures and I own them. And you know what? If you have a failure, that's okay. It's what you do with it, right? Do you get up and pull your bootstraps up and keep moving forward? So it's those little tidbits of stories that I think creates the intimacy also with the reader. So they get you because you get them. Right? Yeah.
You've put your finger on a really important part of the storytelling process, and that is vulnerability.
Yeah.
And so if you can include stories and anecdotes that demonstrate that you've had this struggle too, and maybe you bombed in how you dealt with the struggle the first few times.
Sure.
But then you figured it out. And so you create empathy for the reader and by being vulnerable. And instead of coming across as this rock solid pro expert person who's never had a problem in their lives, you're a real person. And it's through the fact that you've had failures and you've overcome them that you inspire the reader. That's what readers want. I mean, I'm just talking to an Olympic athlete and he just finished a book he wrote several years ago, so I didn't have anything to do with his book. But his book is about being an Olympian gymnast. He won a gold medal in Athens, and then several weeks later, he was continuing to train for the next event and did some sort of gymnastic stunt and ended up landing wrong and broke both legs.
Holy crap.
And the rest of his book is about how he overcame the psychological trauma of what if I can never do gymnastics again, and I just became a gold medal winner. So it's one of those stories where the reader is hooked by the vulnerability and they want to see how you overcome this.
Yeah.
So those are always powerful stories as well, and people can learn from their own failures and they can learn from reading about other people's failures.
Right. And that it's so funny because my hope especially when I teach and train and work with my clients coaching, it's always, this was the mistake I made. I feel like you're on that trajectory. This is what happens, and this is how I got out of it. But look how long it took me. If you can learn from that, understand it, and utilize my tools, my strategy, my idea, whatever, maybe your trajectory changes so you accomplish what you're trying to accomplish quicker, faster, easier, whatever it might be. So, but here's the other thing I've learned too, you know, coaching and mentoring people through the years. Sometimes they go, uh-huh, that doesn't work for me, and they have to go on and make their own mistakes. So that then they turn around a year, 2 years later, and they go, you were right. And it's not about me being right or wrong. It's about that's your journey, and you needed to do that to circle back and say, that's what she was talking about. And I'm okay with that, too. But I think we think we could protect everybody, and you can't. You can't, because everybody's on their journey, and they have to figure out what works for them. Are there specific kinds of people, business owners that you work with, that kind of is your sweet spot?
From the business owner standpoint, it's business coaches and life coaches, because often they want to have that credibility with their clients, and they're also very interested. The life coaches in particular are interested in getting speaking engagements, which of course have gone completely on hold through COVID, but hopefully one day there will be stages that people speak on again. And so life coaches, business coaches, and also people in the health industry, interestingly enough, health and particularly alternative health. So naturopaths, dietitians, acupuncturists, people that practice massage therapy, and they have a lot of really interesting information that people don't know about what they do and why it works, because we don't understand how the body works from a traditional Western medicine perspective. So I find those are folks that also are very interested in writing books.
And it does. It helps with the authority, right? That word, like people, oh, you're an authority. I just know my topic, right? I stay in my lane. I know what I know. I know what I don't know. And like, I don't go there, right? So you stay in your lane. So these people who have all of this amazing wealth of knowledge, I don't, right? So I would want to read a book or work with someone who has that expertise. So that's the thing, like business owners listening today, Rochelle, like they're thinking, oh, I should do a story. Oh, this all makes so much sense. I don't know where to begin. And then that's where stay in your lane, right? You're good at running your business. Sometimes we need to hire someone and say, what do I do? And it's okay, because we can't know everything. We all have blind spots. You know, if everybody knew everything, what a boring place the world would be. We would have nothing to have conversations about, and there would be no learning and curiosity. We'd be bored out of our minds. So this to me is an amazing, amazing topic. What encouragement would you have for business leaders who let's say they're listening and they're thinking, I think this is intriguing. What if, should I, could I, all of those, because we know, right, Rochelle, the negative record player, I'm telling you, is kicking in for my listeners, especially my business owners, where they're thinking, oh, I can't do that. You know, Connie could do that, or Rochelle could do that, but I can't do that. Oh, they have a different background than me. The negative record player, right? Oh, you could do it, but I can't. What would you say to those people? And then we're going to talk about how to get your program. But what do you say to the naysayers? Not me, right?
Well, I think that we are all aware of the fact that we have sometimes a negative mindset, and you're never going to achieve anything with a negative mindset. You're not going to achieve your goals. You're not going to overcome problems and issues. You have to be resilient.
Yeah.
And I mean, a word that has come to be very popular since COVID arrived is pivot. Sometimes you have to pivot away from your negative mindset and pivot into a positive one and say, I'm going to try this. And I read an interesting quote yesterday, and it was something like, 20 years from now, are you going to look back and regret that you didn't take the risk and try something different? You know, you didn't pivot. You didn't get over your negative mindset. And when you think about it from that standpoint, you know, people have had to change dramatically over the last 4 or 5 months in their businesses, in their personal lives. And you just have to do it. So I would say to those people, try it. You know, there's nothing to be lost other than maybe a bit of time. And time seems to be a very precious commodity to business owners. So the other thing I would say is, if you have a strong outline, you will write the book faster. You will have more confidence that you're going to engage the reader all the way through.
Yeah.
And you need to find people that can help you with the whole process, with editing, with publishing, with marketing the book, as you well know, because you've just gone through that.
Yeah. That's the biggest advice I think I have for people. Well, two, I agree with you 100%. Stop your negative record play, or at least quiet it if you can. Pull up your big girl pants or big boy pants and just try it, right? Because here's my thing. What's the worst that happens? No one reads your book. And that's not going to happen, right? Because you do have clients that love you. You do have people that love you and your family. They're going to read the book, right? So that's kind of a silly one. So there is no downside. What's the upside? Well, to me, the upside is ginormous. Why wouldn't you? And then the second thing is, and I said it before, I stay in my lane. I know what I know. I hired someone to do the editing. I hired someone to do the book cover for me. He was a beautiful graphic artist out of Serbia. I found him on Upwork, of all places, right? I hired someone who helped me with the publishing. Even though we self-published, we went through Ingram Sparks. She formatted. She did. I didn't want to be bothered with that because I need to go out and make money to be able to pay for this stuff, right? So I know my job. I know what I do. And then the last thing is my PR firm was introduced through the publishing person. And I think I introduced you to
yes,
Rebecca, right? You yeah. two need to connect because you're in the same world. And I think you could support each other. She got me to the number one international bestselling. She got me this week. It happened. Actually, this is a recorded show, but it happened this week that I'm on all these media platforms that I was quoted. My Google search went through the roof, et cetera, et cetera. I did nothing. I couldn't even tell you how to do it because it's not my world. So I agree with that. Hire someone. So with that said, this is the layup here, the call to action, folks. See, that's my sales kicking in. If you really are interested, or even if you're just contemplating, maybe I should define my brand better, this might be the starting place, because then everything will go from there. Okay, as you create the book, you're creating all your content for marketing. I think this is you get the biggest bang for your buck, in my opinion. Go to the website, which is Inscape Communications. Go ahead.
No, for the books,
yes.
and the course, it's actually RochelleWiseman.com.
RochelleWiseman.com. I will put that on the show notes, RochelleWiseman.com. If you have questions, go to Rochelle at Inscape Communications, plural.com. Is there stuff on your website that they might find helpful at InscapeCommunications.com as well?
There's a downloadable PDF. It's more about marketing content.
Okay.
On the other website, RochelleWiseman.com, I do have a downloadable about the 5 obstacles that you need to overcome to write your book.
Okay. I'm putting Rochelle Weisman in my notes, so I add that. So that's cool. Okay, good. So you know what I'm going to do, Rochelle? I'll put all 3. I'll put the RochelleWiseman.com. I'll do InscapeCommunications.com. And I'll also post your Rochelle at InscapeCommunications.com. This way, I never know how my listeners feel comfortable. They might go to all 3, but at least now they have options. So I'll make a note for the program, the course outline. For mm-hmm. them, I'll put the RochelleWiseman.com so they know which is which. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Thank you for being such an amazing guest and for sharing. It's like I have so many more questions. There's so much more to talk about, but I really highly recommend, guys, connect with Rochelle, ask her your questions. Don't not do it because of fear or because you're afraid of what if. My answer is, what if you become the next best-selling author out there? The sky's the limit. Don't let your fears hold you back. And now you have a wonderful guide to be able to help you create the story for your client, really, and brand yourself so people know how to use you and how you can help them. I think that's real important. So thank you so much, Rochelle, for being on, sharing your brilliance with my listeners. So appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Connie. And thank you for the time to share what I do. And again, I'm just really happy for you that your book has done so well.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm truly humbled by it every day. So thank you so much. And you guys, if you need a little bit of me in your life, which of course I hope you always do, check out my website, WhitmanAssoce.com, free resources, downloadable things. My book is there. I have worksheets for you. I have free workshops. I have my masterclass. You name it. You'll find it. And you can even reach out to me through the website if you have any questions specific to me that I could, you know, help you with personally. Of course, do that. So it's WhitmanAssoce.com. Again, RochelleWiseman.com. Check out her online program. It'll help you. Here's my feeling. 2020 is kind of a weird year. Let's put all the pieces in place now and make 2021 an incredible year. So why wait? Let's do it now and pull that trigger. So thank you again, Rochelle, for being on. Truly a pleasure. And I love that we've met. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Thanks again.
Yeah. Thank you. And you guys, I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together. I don't care what change you're going through or what change my guests and I talk about. just move one foot in front of the other. You got this. We've got you. You have so many resources to reach out to. Just don't be afraid. Just go and do it, okay? You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thank you all. I wish you all a wonderful week where you open your mind to what's possible. You have yet another resource today to find out what's possible for you. Thank you again, and thank you again, Rochelle.